Rights activists argue a major source of China's transplant organs is through forced organ harvesting, saying China harvests organs from prisoners of conscience by force, sometimes when they're still alive. In 2018, an international tribunal in London gave its judgment on allegations of forced organ harvesting. The tribunal is made up of renowned medical and legal experts.
It is beyond doubt that forced harvesting of organs happened on a substantial scale and by state-organized or approved organizations and individuals.
Those experts say China's main organ supply comes from Falun Gong practitioners and Uyghurs, members of an ethnic group. Since the allegations have come to light, several countries responded to China's forced organ harvesting. Israel passed a law that prevents insurance reimbursement for illegally obtained organs. Belgium likewise passed a law punishing organ tourism. But in Canada, there is no law that fights organ trafficking, which is why the Canadian lawmakers are pushing for this bill.
And I too would like to take this opportunity to recognize the amazing work that was done by the late Member of Parliament David Kilgore.
The lawmakers also mentioned the bill is in honor of David Kilgore. He's a former cabinet minister and was among the first that brought the issue to light. Back in 2006, when the forced organ harvesting issue first emerged and saw little media coverage, David Kilgore investigated the practice with another rights lawyer named David Mattis. The two later published an investigative report.
We pursued every investigative trail we could find. In the report, you will see that there are 18 different avenues of proof and disproof we considered and evaluated. Our bottom line conclusion after considering everything as best we could was that the allegations are true. We believe them to be true, that this harvesting is indeed happening.